This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
That's right, sitting in for Alex Jones today. I'm your host, Owen Troyer, but we will be hearing from Alex in the second hour. Alex will be joining us, and we've got a report coming up from Paul Joseph Watson and Millie Weaver. But before I get started on all of that, anybody who is politically active at all in the public eye for Donald Trump has experienced some hate or violence or harassment in some way, shape, or form against them. And while I don't want to sit here and make comparisons to the past, I do want to point out the obvious, and I do want to show the facts. Trump supporters are the number one most targeted group of any identity in America today. And so another video is going viral right now. And so what does this make it? About 100, 200, 500, 1,000? Breitbart still has the rap sheet. It's approaching 1,000. It's well over that. Those are just documented cases. I have 5 documented cases on my own. I haven't even submitted to their list of all the attacks against Trump supporters. But here in this latest video, it's just the epitome of where we're at in this country. And look, I'm a liberal socially. I don't care what you do with your body or your hair or your eyes or, you know, whatever. But this video of a woman, or I guess I shouldn't say that. I don't know. I don't want to claim to know this person's identity. Harassing a Latino woman because she's wearing a Trump hat at the post office is the epitome of where we're at in a progressive liberal leftist versus a conservative. Watch this viral video.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I have a right not to be harassed. I have a right not to be harassed. You have no reason to harass me because of my ass. It doesn't matter. You have no reason to harass me just because I'm wearing a Trump hat. What is wrong with you?
Mentally deranged people.
Yes, you did.
That's a mentally ill person right there. Worker comes over, or wherever they're at. That's a deranged individual. That's a sad victim of the New World Order.
Sad,
But we actually, this is what it's come down to. You have to wear out Trump hats and InfoWars shirts to draw demons out into the public eye so that people can see them.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's an honor to be at the helm of this ship here today at InfoWars.com. Here on this Sunday, April 7th, 2019, in the United States of America, where we are at a pivotal point in our nation's history, and it'd be impossible to try to break down how we got here in just one segment or even one show, but everybody has either known of or felt all the corruption getting worse and worse in this country. And as the corruption in D.C. got worse, the agendas to cover it up in the media got worse, and then they just kind of grew together, and then big agriculture, big tech all got involved, and so now it's just totally corrupted everything in the West, and the Republic, the people, are now awakening to it and fighting back. And the election of Donald Trump was the threshold of that representation. And so now the establishment is doing everything they can to try to quell this American Revolution that's happening right under them, that they cannot allow. And so while that's going on, though, all the other corruption is starting to come out. And you're starting to see it. And the people are starting to see it with Covington Catholic and that hoax. And Jussie Smollett and that hoax. And the Democrats wanting a wide open border, telling you there's nothing to see here. And on and on. Democrats saying America was never great. But what do we, the people, do? Where are we, the people, at right now? Because the average citizen can't do too much about what's going on in D.C. on a day-to-day basis. But there are other things that you can do. And I can't believe that it's actually reached this point. But it's now, I think, time for Americans to wear Trump hats out and InfoWars shirts, or just any conservative, you know, paraphernalia, shirt, hat, ball cap, whatever, because I realized something really a couple weeks ago after I witnessed something, but it's even clearer to me now after I aired this video in the last segment. I'm going to air it again. The average American is still obsessed with baseball or basketball, or, you know, their favorite pop star or TV icon or whatever. And that's not to say they're a bad person. It's just the truth. But let me tell you something. When you're out in public and you see a demon creature like this crazed individual at the post office respond to a Trump hat, something clicks. Something awakens. That pilot light turns back on. And there's a survival instinct at the very core of your DNA that's just been itching. It's like when your arm falls asleep. And an instance like this wakes it up, gets the blood flowing again. Because like I said, the average American folks, they just want to do their thing, have their life, and watch their favorite baseball team play today and have a beer. Or go to their daughter's piano recital. Or their son's soccer game. And you know what? They've been able to tune out of the world that they know is so corrupt. But it's starting to infiltrate and infiltrate. And the walls are starting to close in. So more people are waking up. The average American doesn't give a damn if you wear a Trump hat. But let me tell you something. The average American does care when they see a demon freak come out at the sight of a Trump hat. And so it's time for America to wake up. Now, you could say feminism killed femininity. But I have the proof. Now, I already aired this. We're going to air this one more time. And then we've got a powerful report from Paul Joseph Watson coming up, Millie Weaver coming up, and Alex Jones joining us in the second hour. But what do you think just the average American is thinking when they witness this deranged individual, woman, man, I don't know, probably a woman that's been victimized by modern feminism that now is looking like a man? So feminism has now killed femininity, and now modern day feminists actually are more masculine than an average man. Modern day feminists actually want to look like men. Now, how is that feminism? It's not. It's brainwashing. It's Satan. So look at this demon creature. A Mexican American woman is wearing a Trump hat. I believe this is at the post office somewhere. I'm not even sure where this is. And some enraged psychopath, I don't know, man or woman, probably a woman victimized by modern day feminism that wants to be a man because she wants to dominate. And that's all it is. So she's here to dominate you. And this Mexican woman probably has got long hair, maybe wearing some makeup, some lipstick, maybe has got some earrings. Actually looks like a woman. And so this sick anti-feminine feminist is triggered by a Trump hat. And the average American sees this and says, what in the hell is happening in this country? So look at this Mexican-American lady wearing a Trump hat at the post office. An anti-feminine feminist loses her mind.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
And film these people. It's time to send the demons back to hell.
Exactly. Do not harass me because of my hat. I don't care if you don't agree with it. I have the right to wear it.
Okay, racist.
Okay, racist. I'm a Mexican racist. I'm a Mexican racist against a white lady.
Pause it real quick. So here's a white man woman telling a Mexican woman that she's racist. Because, see, that's what I'm saying. These people don't even know what racism is. It's just like a safety net buzzword response when they have no intellect left to go to. So the real racist is this pig demon creature telling this Mexican American that she's not allowed to wear a Trump hat. That's the real racist, but there's nothing upstairs for her. Totally brainwash this individual. Go back to it.
Do not harass me. You have no right to harass me. I know.
Harass me, and you should lay your hands on me.
I don't care.
Why you lay my hands on you?
I don't care to you.
Now shoving the woman.
What is wrong with you?
Shoving her hands in the camera.
No. That's it. Where's my receipt? Let's go. Look at you.
now demanding that the Indian American post office worker work faster. Yeah, we're going to make you real famous, aren't we? That's the face of that is the face of progressive liberalism right there. In fact, that is the embodiment, pun fully intended, of progressive liberalism right there. It's time to take action, America, and it is as simple as wearing out a shirt or a hat. I'm not even kidding you. And I'm telling you, it's time to bring these demons out and summon them right back to the depths that they came from. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Go get a t-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. Any of our Trump t-shirts, any of our conservative t-shirts, wear it out in public. And when one of these deranged leftists gets in your face and starts having a psychotic breakdown, you film them and you say, I pray for you that the devil leave your soul.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The world is turning, and if you're not grounded or centered or connected to God, you're going to get dizzy, confused, and disoriented. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex today, I'm Owen Schroyer. We will be hearing from Alex in the second hour, and we will be hearing from Paul Joseph Watson in just a minute, and then Millie Weaver has a breaking report that, well, I mean, as a white male, there's nothing I can do to not be bad. And so now the left wants me to stop eating. Because apparently when I eat as a white male, I'm causing climate change. So apparently I should just die. And then maybe the sun will quit burning and volcanoes will quit exploding. And cows will stop farting. So I've covered this video of this deranged leftist, a victim of modern feminism, a victim of modern liberal progressivism, a victim of the devil. Where now feminists are the most anti-feminine people you'll ever find. Modern-day feminists. They hate femininity. But I need to digress off that. There's some other news I need to get to. But folks, obviously you know about the censorship that's happening right now and the attacks that we're under. I don't need to tell you about that. And so your support at InfoWarsStore.com is not just appreciated, but necessary to keep us on air. And the specials that we've been running for the last couple weeks have been ridiculous, but they are about to come to an end probably at midnight tonight. So InfoWarsStore.com, ending soon, save the First Amendment specials. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, up to 60% off top sellers like BrainForce Plus, the elite of the elite when it comes to telomere support, DNA Force Plus. Just read all the science behind the ingredients in DNA Force Plus. And this deal on DNA Force Plus right now is as good as it gets. Perhaps the best deal you can find at InfoWarsStore.com right now. That's really saying something. This is the elite of the elite right now. You buy five bottles of DNA Force Plus right now for the price of one of the leading competitor. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And I think it's time for people to start wearing out hats and T-shirts with conservative messages to trigger the left and then catch them on camera and film them. Now, see, because there's different levels of censorship. And at a certain political correct breaking point in our own consciousness, we all kind of decide, all right, I don't want to wear the Trump hat out because a bunch of leftists are going to get triggered and cause a scene. And so now you're censoring your free speech because a bunch of mentally ill people can't handle it. But really, they've been brainwashed by the media. I mean, that's the truth. You heard the lady in that video. The president's racist. Well, the president's not racist. You're just a complete idiot that fell for the brainwashing. So I think it's time to stop censoring ourselves, and it's time to start wearing out InfoWars T-shirts, Trump hats. I mean, we've got shirts, Reelect 45, that'll get them going. I Stand With Trump, that'll really trigger them. They're on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So It's time to just get active in the streets, folks. Not violently, because that's the thing. You don't have to do anything. You just show up wearing an InfoWars shirt, and these people lose their mind, and you have a viral video. And then it's like, I would say 5 minds on average, conservatively. Every viral video of a leftist losing their you-know-what because they see a Trump hat or an InfoWars shirt gets 5 more people to go from neutral to pro-America, pro-Trump. Or just proactive, just from dormant to active. And it's probably 500 people when you get one of these viral videos. That's how you win the culture war. What do you think people are going to do in response to a video of you out in InfoWars shirt and some deranged leftist with a butch cut that looks like a 4-year-old pear that's the weight sank? What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to say, wow, that deranged looking fellow lady, I'm with her. She's right to be so offended and screaming at that Mexican-American lady. She's right to be so deranged over a Trump hat. Yep. Or do you think the average American's going to see that and say, what is wrong with that individual? What is the problem with that individual? Something is wrong with her. She needs help. Oh, my gosh. Is this what the left has become in this country? Is this what the anti-Trump movement really is? Wow. That's scary stuff. So it's just time to get active, folks. Spread the links to InfoWars.com. Tell your friends and family about InfoWars.com. Go to your local city council. Organize at a local level. Become that person in your community that wears the Trump hat out. Be that guy. Be that woman. You'll inspire people. You know what? Maybe that's a little more of a difficult day. Maybe there's more obstacles now because you choose to do that. But guess what? Perseverance is the road to victory. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got something kind of planned for tomorrow. I'll just leave it at that. Be on the lookout for tomorrow morning. I'll be also filling in for Alex. We'll be hearing from Alex tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show as well. But I've got a little something I'm going to do tomorrow morning before we come in as just an example of just some of the stuff you can do. So I mean, here at InfoWars, I mean, I put my money where my mouth is, folks. I don't just tell you to go get politically active. I don't just tell you to go wear a Trump hat. I do it. I produce the content. I inspire others. Now you go out there and inspire others. You go out there and be the dormant voice. You go out there and activate other patriots. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play the Paul Joseph Watson latest report on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It looks like she's really degrading right now. She went from kind of happy-go-lucky congresswoman to kind of young, ignorant congresswoman, to kind of deranged leftist congresswoman, to then potentially corrupt leftist congresswoman, to then totally exposed puppet congresswoman, to then, even worse than we expected, it looks like she may be guilty of FEC violations, congresswoman, to now, oh my God, is that congresswoman on meth? And so in her latest video, she's literally on the floor of her apartment, eating off the floor, talking about God knows what. So, yeah, there's the chipmunk meth head right there. Like, if Alvin and the Chipmunks did meth, you would find Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez eating nuts off the floor, doing a live stream from her den that she burrowed. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
My Leaps and My Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use, packaged, mixed in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, what will Chipmunk Cortez do next? Oh, actually, I've already asked her because she's announced that she's an herbalist, and so I was hoping that she could actually grow some weed for me. She must get the good stuff. I mean, she's got to get the good stuff, right? And so she's just announced she's got her own community garden now. So I was hoping that maybe she'll be growing some of that good stuff that she partakes in, maybe for the rest of us. She just announced that on Twitter, that she's growing a community garden. So hey, who knows what might sprout up in that garden. You know what I'm saying? But Paul Joseph Watson the Great has just filed a new report in response to the latest madness from Alexandria Occasional Cortex. Here is the latest report from Paul Joseph Watson.
So apparently Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks she's black.
The fight's been long, y'all. This is what organizing looks like.
That's right.
This is what building power looks like. I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I haven't heard an accent that fake since Hillary Clinton overdosed on hot sauce.
I don't feel no ways tired.
But wait, according to AOC, anyone who claims she's putting on a black accent is a conspiracy theorist. She says she speaks the same, no matter the audience.
Really?
Okay, so let's compare her saying the word like to a white person during a CBS News interview.
I like the fruit roll-ups.
Yeah. Oh, I like the, like...
To her saying the word like to a room full of black people.
This is what building power looks like.
Let's play a game of spot the difference.
Like. Like.
Yeah, maybe I'm just hearing things, but I detect a slight deviation there.
Just like, it's like.
As much as the right wants to distort and deflect, I am from the Bronx. I act and talk like it, especially when I'm fired up and especially when I'm home.
Okay, you're from the Bronx, which is 43% black, so that would make sense. Wait a minute. You spent most of your childhood growing up in Yorktown Heights, which is, drumroll please, 90% white and only 2.4% African American. So if you act and talk like you're from the Bronx, which is what you claim, then you must be acting and talking like a 5-year-old child, because that's when you left the Bronx. Wait a minute, that actually makes sense.
And like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So essentially, AOC is telling us that she talks and acts like a 5-year-old black kid.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's next? Is she gonna go full Rachel Dolezal and get the boot polish out? Maybe she can ask for tips from Governor Ralph Northam. Is she gonna start dropping N-word bombs?
I'm gonna say the N-word.
There's actually more footage from that AOC speech which the media didn't show you. But I can.
When was the last time a white lady tickled after you when you threw your orange soda and your grape sodas on the ground?
Apparently, she's also been lined up for a debate appearance on Dr. Phil.
Catch me outside, how about that?
But then again, according to AOC, debating her is catcalling, so maybe not.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Rumor has it that AOC has already selected her running mate for a future presidential campaign.
Booyakasha! Professor G in the house, eh?
Although he faces some stiff competition from Whoa Vicky.
Hey you guys, welcome back. Today I'm gonna be showing you how to slay a black girl like mine's edges.
There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy.
Yeah, maybe you should have thought of that when you cost New Yorkers 25,000 jobs by getting that Amazon HQ cancelled. But none of this matters to AOC anyway, because remember, being morally right is more important than being factually correct.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
But being factually correct is important.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So I can factually state that she's faking a black accent.
Looks like.
But she's still morally superior because reasons or something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But does it really surprise anyone that a Democrat is once again pandering to African Americans by feigning relatability? A recent Yale study found that liberals deliberately dumb down their vocabulary when speaking to black people compared to conservatives who don't. So while they'll virtue signal until they're blue in the face about how much they respect minorities, when they actually speak to minorities, they immediately adopt the bigotry of low expectations. Does it surprise anyone that AOC is once again feigning relatability? Seriously, how many tedious Instagram videos of your private life is too many? And how does someone who apparently lives with the existential terror of the entire world coming to an end in 12 years go through the meaningless drudgery of putting together IKEA furniture?
Like, at least I don't do what Border Patrol do, you know? Like, for real?
they're out there and they're actually like checking how brown kids are. And if they're brown enough, swear to God, they will check. And if they're brown enough, they inject them with needles at the border. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong while I've been in this furniture.
Unfortunately for AOC, the same number of people convinced by her fake accent were convinced by her Green New Deal. That would be zero, which, despite what the media told you, is the same number of conservatives who were triggered by that dancing video. That would also be zero. I had less confidence in that fake accent than I would entering a Venezuelan shopping mall in the hope of buying toilet paper, which is less than zero.
Wow. Boy, AOC, she is really having a tough time, isn't she? Well, it's hard. It's even harder for her. But Don Lemon came to her defense. And, Don Lemon doesn't think it's a fake accent.
I'm proud to be a bartender.
You're not a bartender now. So
there's
stop slandering bartenders.
Retail, folding clothes for other people to buy.
No one said there was.
There's nothing wrong with preparing the food that your neighbors will eat.
No one said there was.
There's nothing wrong with being a working person in the United States of America.
No one said there was.
Affectologist?
Actually, they did.
So, here's what...
Wait, stop. Hold up. Whoa. Was that actually Don Lemon's response to this? Go ahead and rewind that. Okay. For radio listeners, that was a Don Lemon 10 seconds. It's like, is he trying out to be an Alvin and the Chipmunks? Is the entire Democrat Party Alvin and the Chipmunks now? Listen, this is Don Lemon weeping or moaning? I don't even know what this is. Listen to this.
Affectologist?
So... Here's what.
No, stop it. Go back. No, go back. I want to play it again. I don't even want to hear from Don Lemon. I just want to hear this laugh. This laugh is like meme legend. This is like the perfect radio drop for like a fake laugh. Hold on, play it.
Affectologist?
So, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about code switching, right?
A little bit.
You do it. We all do it. Yes, you do. When you say, when you run in, you're going, oh, this is Fugazi. That's
Italian. You don't know that.
You're talking Italian when you do that.
But I am Italian.
Yeah.
But
the Cuomo's grandfather is literally off the boat from Italy.
The allegation is she's affecting a black scent, is what they're saying.
Well, are you saying all black people speak Southern?
No. Me? No.
I don't think there's anything wrong. Listen, there's a difference between mocking someone or a group of people. And knowing your audience.
Yes.
You have to, and reading the crowd.
Yes.
She's speaking to a group of black people from New York, where she is from. She's at Al Sharpton's event. She's from the Bronx.
Yes.
If you are from the Bronx.
The boogie down Bronx.
No, she's not.
You have hung out with black people, and that is not the first time she has used that accent. Trust me.
So, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. An additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. the good halogen, you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I think that the left wants white men to just die. Because now they're saying that white men's diets are causing global warming. And if global warming is going to kill the planet in 10 years, well, I'm not sure how good they are at math. But I think we can all see where that formula takes somebody like me. No, the truth is these people are just mentally deranged. And the average American doesn't care what your skin color is. That's only all of these leftist racists out there that are obsessed with identity because they can't even get comfortable in their own skin. But here is Millie Weaver with the latest report. White people's diets is causing climate change.
So stop eating all that steak and eat some soy, white boy. The science is in. White people food is killing the planet. Just when you thought you heard it all, the scientific community has determined white American food choices help cause climate change.
It's very clear that whites are responsible for the majority of greenhouse gases emitted as a result of their food choices.
Researchers write. SJW researchers write. Talk about flagellation legislation. Are they trying to suggest that white people pass more gas than other races? Let me guess. Fart privilege? Just say it.
A just published study finds that more greenhouse gases are emitted during the typical diet of a white American than that of a Hispanic or African American. How appropriate. We turn racial issues into a food fight.
Food fight!
A research team from the University of Chicago, Illinois reports, while the differences may not be enormous, it's very clear that whites are responsible for the majority of greenhouse gases emitted as a result of their food choices. Wow, you mean like the globalized industrial food complex? If everyone in the world went on this ideal vegan diet that leftists are pushing, it would require a multinational shipping effort from the farthest reaches of the earth for everyone to just have their groceries on their table. You don't think that's going to cause climate change, do you? Just pause for a moment and reflect upon the irony of that fact. The researchers focus on foods that are considered environmentally intense in that they require more water, land, or energy to produce and thus contribute more greenhouse gases to the environment. Ironically, they indirectly point to the industrial farming practices as the problem, yet they directly blame the people who, in my opinion, are victims of Big Agra's impact on the environment. Family farms, local food markets, etc. America traditionally was a major agricultural producer, at one time being the world's largest supplier of food. The number of small family-operated farms that have given way to industrial mega-farms is the problem, not white food. This is what's negatively impacting the earth, not these people. Give me a break.
Jokes about white people's love for Wonder Bread turn out to be entirely appropriate.
Racial jokes are okay against whites since their diet is among the number one causes of climate change. Who's buying this? Actually, now that I think about it, who's paying for this? Oh, what do you know? Bayer Monsanto helped fund this study. What a surprise. Classic Hegelian dialectic. Monsanto is literally creating the problem they're offering to fix at the expense of not just white people, but everyone. The study states, we find that identifying and developing leaders who possess the cognitive and interpersonal capacity to manage many variables is key to assessing and selecting adaptation options in the planning phase. In other words, they need another handful of Jonathan Grubers to sell this bullshit idea. Remember him?
We also propose using government programming to encourage environmentally friendly food purchasing behavior.
You don't think AOC is one of their BS artists, do you?
It's really about the fact that we need to innovate on our technology. You know, right. Obviously, like, I had a staffer, you know, release a document to talk about cow flatulence, but...
Which is an issue, I just want to say.
Which is an issue, but you're
It sounds
thing.
Ridiculous, but it literally is
but
an it, issue.
But it actually is an issue.
Then we discuss how our proposals could be used in adaptation, feasibility, and evaluation activities in the managing phase to facilitate the development of improved climate change adaptation and policy. By establishing a cross-disciplinary methodological approach to addressing socio-ecological problems.
What is this pompous bullshit that these SJWs write? Oh my gosh, this is what happens when people cheat their way into university.
We will have to mobilize our entire economy around saving ourselves and taking care of this planet.
Okay, I get it. They want to take a bunch of issues that on the surface look innocent and unrelated, but in fact are part of a complex agenda to control every aspect of human life, including what you eat. So what kind of diet do these control freaks want us to have?
Adopting more plant-based diets for ourselves could reduce the greenhouse gas emissions of the food system by more than half. A mainly plant-based diet could also reduce other environmental impacts.
Ah, yes, the prison food diet, known as Kong Bap. This dish is so notorious in the Korean prison system that the phrase meaning to eat Kongbap translates colloquially as to be imprisoned. But let's not stop there. This obviously is a push towards veganism as a global diet. And no, soy sausage, faux turkey, tofurkey, and Soylent Green do not count as meat.
Professor Ikeda has invented the first steaks based on proteins from human excrement. Professor Ikeda believes the main problem is the psychological barrier.
That isn't meat. And I'm not eating it. Why do vegans who hate the idea of consuming meat mold their soy into imitation meat? They can mold it into virtually anything, but they mold it into meat. It's because we are supposed to eat meat as humans. There's now a large ex-vegan movement on the internet after many of these vegan trendies are discovering that they're suffering from malnourishment and major health problems because of their vegan diet. Many of them now are switching back to consuming meat and dairy products and finding that it is a necessary component to human health. Some of these vegans have lost teeth, have had organ failure, thyroid failure, and many severe malnourishment problems from switching to veganism. Because there are simply things found in animal products that you cannot get from a vegan diet.
Livestock accounts for a little over 14% of global greenhouse gas emissions. It's about equal to transportation. We're talking all the cars, trucks, planes, trains, and ships on the planet combined. Ruminant animals like cows and sheep, they're just gassy. And the methane they produce is at least 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Plus, it takes a lot of land, fertilizer, and about a billion tons of grain to feed all that livestock.
And you could feed 3.5 billion people with that grain.
Wow, what a business model, Monsanto. Cut out the ranchers and the cows and just directly feed people your GMO grains.
The U.S. actually has one of the highest meat footprints per capita. Vegan is the way to go for the least impact on the planet.
A diet that people will find out the hard way is bad for their health, thus requiring them to take more of Big Pharma's pills. I wonder if Big Pharma's in on this deal. Then when we all complain, the globalists will just offer us burgers.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And there were no cows harmed in the making of Beto O'Rourke's campaign ad. But Millie breaks it down there how they, first of all, they just blame white people for everything, but that's irrelevant. When it comes to the actual diet aspect of this, she had an interesting breakdown. And it reminded me of this story that was in the news a couple weeks ago about a popular YouTuber, Ravana, who was eating fish in a video on someone else's blog post. And so she's, you know, she claims she's a big vegan, only eats vegan, says that that's how she got so beautiful or whatever. And, you know, she's an attractive young girl. And it turns out she's eating fish in this video, so everybody freaked out. She says, well, I'm sorry, I couldn't do the vegan diet anymore because I quit having my period. So, yeah, the vegan diet doesn't work for all people. Now, I know people that take the vegan diet, and then it works for them totally, and they're totally healthy. It doesn't work for everybody. If I tried to go vegan, I don't even know if I'd be alive right now. I need meat. I need cow meat.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.